Well, good afternoon. Thank you all for attending. My presentation today is, as she mentioned, partnering to provide public health nursing experiences at the top of the world. I have no disclosures. And I just want to take a moment to acknowledge Sigma Theta Tau International, the IOTA chapter that helped support me to attend this conference, as well as the North Slope Borough, which is our partner in this experience that I'm going to be presenting. Here's the objective. So I'm going to talk about an innovative partnership our small liberal arts college developed with the North Slope Borough in Barrow, Alaska. I'll describe how the partnership came about, what experiences our students are currently having in the North Slope Borough, and then some evaluation that we have done of the experience. Just a little bit about where I'm from. I teach at Gustavus Adolphus College. It's a small liberal arts college with a Lutheran Swedish heritage in rural Minnesota. It was founded in 1862, and we have about 2,500 students at the college. Our nursing program is much smaller. We admit 30 students each year in a cohort model, and we're able to provide them clinical experiences in rural communities, as well as suburban and urban communities. We're about an hour outside of the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. I won't read through the mission of our college, but essentially, we're trying to train nurses to be lifelong leaders and lifelong learners. So a little bit about our partnership, which is very unique. You can see on the map here, the Google Maps, where Gustavus Adolphus College is located, right down here in Minnesota, and Barrow, Alaska. It is literally the top of the world. So it's quite a distance. I have the exact mileage on my very last slide, so I'll present that in a moment. But just a little bit about Barrow. It's part of the North Slope Borough, and this is a picture down here of what represents the borough. So you can see Barrow is right there at the point. The population is just a little under 10,000. The majority of residents are Alaska Native American Indian. You can see that they have a large percentage of students or individuals that are high school graduates, and then the median household income. This all comes from the Census Bureau. I wanted to present a little bit about the health protective factors that exist in the North Slope Borough, and this comes from their community health analysis report. Just to summarize some of the main protective health factors that the North Slope Borough has in place, they certainly have a commitment to the subsistence way of life. They have excellent access to health care and social services. I'll be highlighting their wellness center that's part of the North Slope Borough. Borough, for those of you that aren't familiar, is their essentially equivalent of a county, which is something I had to learn as I have helped with this rotation. They have restrictive tobacco laws, or restrictive alcohol and tobacco laws, and then you can see things like below average unemployment and poverty rates. Some of the health disparities, though, that exist in this area are things like childhood obesity. I had a student here, April Phillips. She's actually from our nursing program. She did a presentation this morning on the lung cancer rates that are quite high, especially in the men in the North Slope Borough, primarily due to tobacco use. There's issues with injury as well as high rates of tooth decay, tooth loss. And again, this all comes from their health analysis report. So a little bit about how this partnership came about. We actually share a physical space on our campus with our Department of Education. And several years ago, they started sending student teachers to Barrow, Alaska. One of our graduates went to work up there and was able to help establish a partnership. Because we share a space with them, we often interact with them over lunch, and we were able to develop a partnership with the North Slope Borough Wellness Center to send nursing students there. It began in the fall of 2001. I started in the fall of 2012, and I actually took over the rotation. I think it began in 2010. Anyways, I took over the rotation in 2012, and we've been doing it now for the past 3 years. We started out sending two students each year, and we've expanded in the last 2 years to six students, and over half of our class this past year wanted to do this particular rotation. This rotation occurs in the fall semester of their senior year at Gustavus. They're taking both public health and OB nursing. So the last 2 years, we've actually also established a partnership with Fairbanks Memorial Hospital to allow them to do their OB rotation there, either before or after they go to the North Slope Borough for their public health rotation. So some of the requirements that they have to do in terms of clinical assignments for the rotation are listed here. They participate in a community-focused nursing assessment project. The group that was up there earlier this fall, they did a project on diabetes, and I just had students arrive in Barrow yesterday, so they will be working on their project probably starting today. they have several other activities that they participate in. I do weekly clinical discussions with them. Typically it's via phone, but we're going to try some technology again. The internet access sometimes is a little bit limited up there to do things like Skype, but we're going to try FaceTime this time. So what are the students doing while they're in Alaska? So they work alongside public health nurses. I tell them before they go that they get to see public health nursing at its finest while in the North Slope Borough. So they participate in immunization clinics. They were doing flu vaccines this fall. They go on home visits with the public health nurses in the community of Barrow as well as the surrounding villages. They do their EPSDT visits, so those are visits for children on the Medicaid or state Medicaid programs. They perform health promotion. I'll show you a picture of one of the activities they did. They go on village trips. This is a picture of one of the village clinics. And some of these villages have anywhere from 60 to 200 residents that live in the village. And this is a clinic the students actually sleep in with the public health nurses. But they go out and do immunizations, health screenings on children in the community while they're there. I had students participate in a radio show. I have a picture of that in just a moment. They did a little session on hand washing, as well as health fairs. So this is my group last year. The three students had to write a script and actually perform a radio show on the importance of hand washing and preventing the spread of the flu. Other projects, as I mentioned, the group that was just up there this fall did a big project on type 2 diabetes. They did presentations at the local library and at the college, and then they also created a billboard that is posted in the lobby area of the Wellness Center at the North Slope. Some other topics in the past that they've looked into are things like obesity, bullying, especially with the middle school and elementary school population. Flu prevention has always been a big one in the fall when they're up there. Hand washing, and then they've also partnered with our Area Health Education Center, AHEC, in the Northwest region to do sessions for elementary students on healthcare careers and how to pursue a potential healthcare career. While the students are in Barrow, they actually still get to have kind of a college experience. They live at the Illisavik College, so this is a picture of the college. Correct me if I'm wrong, April, but I think it's a former military barracks. So it might look a little bit like that. But this is the college that they're located at. It's right next to the ocean, so that's kind of cool, literally. The students, while they're there, actually get to engage in some fun activities as part of dorm life. This is our student, Sophia. She's making a tickle-look. And you can see her and her classmate, Kaylee, have finished their tickle-looks. And they're working with Ruth, who's the clinic or the cultural coordinator that's based at the college and helps students that are at the college engage in cultural heritage traditions like making these atikaluks. They also get to have some fun. One group was there over Halloween, so they were carving pumpkins. And this is a group of students from our rotation last year in the college dorm area. This is a little bit of what the terrain looks like. So these are the students down by the ocean. It was much colder than they even appear. Barrow even has some palm trees, so these are the palm trees there, made out of baleen, I believe. and then this is one of the bowhead whales that is located at the college. So some feedback from the students. This is a quote. They actually were interviewed last year by one of the local newspapers, the Arctic Sounder, and the students commented, "We are learning all about how subsistence works and how the community members support one another, providing food to elders and those in need." So while at the college, the students have the opportunity to also engage in some dinners where they are able to make as well as eat native food. So this is an example of Ruth helping the students make some of this food. These are, again, some more quotes from the students. "I've been loving it ever since we landed. Barrow is very different than Gustavus Adolphus College. Although we have snow in Minnesota, we don't have the tundra quite the same way." So this is a picture of the airport, and the airport really is probably a room about the size of this room. So the students had just landed and were picking up their bags. Another quote is, "I truly believe that being immersed into a new community far from home is giving the three of us a new outlook on public health and nursing." And like I said, I really do tell them they need to see public health nursing at its finest while they're up in the North Slope. As I mentioned, sometimes the students do go on village trips, so they take these little bush planes. And I think the student is sitting right behind the pilot here. So this was a quote from one of the students while they were out in the village. Today, there was not a minute I didn't love. First of all, flying in the bush plane was awesome. I have really crappy internet, no phone service, and yet I am more content than I've ever felt before. So from a 21 to 22-year-old student, that's a pretty profound quote. Just a little bit about how do we do this rotation curricular-wise as well as financially. While the students are there, they're taking their OB and public health courses. We podcast these courses and then post them to a course management website for the students to download and watch lectures. They also get our lecture notes. My colleague teaches an Alaska Natives Native Well-Being course, and she also offers it in a similar format while the students are in Alaska, downloaded lectures. Oftentimes also, because most of our students need to take four classes on our campus to be considered full-time, some of them will enroll in independent studies. And so a lot of them are doing research or some type of special project in that fall semester to help fulfill that fourth credit. The rotation at the North Slope Borough is 3 weeks, and then they do 3 weeks of OB nursing at Fairbanks Memorial. So they're gone for 6 weeks out of the 14-week semester. Just a little bit about the course delivery. I've kind of mentioned that. And then the finances. Our college, as a small liberal arts college, sets aside money for each student that enrolls in the college for study away or study abroad experiences. And so if they're full-time, three courses is considered full-time, and like I said, most students take four, they can actually have full tuition covered as part of their normal tuition, or the full experience covered as part of their normal tuition to the college. So we pay for the travel, food, and lodging while they're in Alaska. We do have an application process for this experience, and as I mentioned, it's becoming much more competitive. Lots of students are very excited and interested. Really, we're looking for students who are very independent, who are willing to be engaged learners, people who can adapt to an environment that's very different than probably anything they've ever experienced before. Right now, Barrow is completely dark, so they will have 24 hours of darkness. So the students that just arrived have to be comfortable with that experience, which is very different than Minnesota. And, of course, we always want them to have a positive attitude. We've done a couple of evaluations. We've done this questionnaire called the Civic Attitudes and Skills Questionnaire, the CASC. And that's a questionnaire. It's free of charge. It's out there on the public domain to measure students' growth. Thank you. And civic attitude and skills. Because we have a small number of students going each year, we're still building our kind of, I guess, N of how many students we have for that measure, but we have seen some growth in students' leadership skills as well as, of course, their civic attitudes. The scale has multiple components to it, so I don't have totally formal results yet on that evaluation. We also have students complete journals, reflective journals, to help shed light on the meaning of the experience. So these are some of the comments. This is actually a comment from April, who's sitting here today. April is actually a student from Barrow, so because of the partnership that we've been able to build with the community, we're really excited to now have some reciprocity in terms of having students from the community also come back and get their nursing degree at Gustavus. So this is a quote from April. We have been able to come to a school where many already knew us and have been to our home community. Coming to Minnesota for myself personally was very hard. Being so far away from home for the first time is tough. I would say that I've stepped way out of my comfort zone, 2,759 miles to be exact. I came to Gustavus to help complete the connection in hopes that others from my home community will follow. So we're very proud of April, and that's her fiancé, Adam, who's in the picture and is also a nursing student. And they're with Clyde Bellicourt. He's a Native American leader in the Minneapolis area who has led a lot of the movements nationally around banning some of the sports teams that have offensive Native American images and team mascots. And this is a final quote from the students. These are two students from last year. I'm beyond grateful for this unique experience. I've learned vast amounts about public health, OB nursing, the cultures and beliefs found in Alaska. I've even learned a few things about myself, how to break out of my comfort zone, and how to learn from those around me. So that is the conclusion of my presentation.